I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
She has been excused.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
So today we are going to discuss the possible property tax increase for 2019 preliminary budget, general fund, revenue sources. Ms. Miller?
Yes. So we've got about a five-minute topic that we have an hour to discuss.
Why didn't you set the meeting for 6:30?
I don't set meeting times. I just show up.
Well, isn't it semi-ordinance anyway?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we have scheduled meeting times. Anyway, so per state RCW, we have to have a public hearing on property tax, which makes a lot of sense, and there's really no argument, I don't think, from anyone about that. But what the ordinance kind of goes on to say is, really, you've got to dig into your revenue and really make sure you do need a property tax increase if that's what you're going to ask for. Well, I really think that goes back to pre-Tim Iman days when I worked for City of Kent, and we could do 6% a year, and that it really amount. And then you do 6, and then on top of that 6, and on top of that 6, and then the citizens were like, "Whoa, our bills are just going up and up and up." And so I think he passed actually a good measure. I think it was a little strict, but you know, he got the measure passed to limit it to only 1% period, no matter what. Well, that's pretty severe because inflation is usually more than 1%, and that doesn't really help. But the law still remains and said, well, you really got to look at all your revenue again and make sure you really need that 1%. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And I just sat here and multiplied out. If it really had been 6%, we'd be talking about, instead of 14,000,
84,000. So that makes more sense that the law really went back and the law never got changed that said you have to go through all this detailed revenue. But it doesn't look like the bigger revenue. And so in Washington State also, because now we have the 1%, King County does this wonderful worksheet, and at the bottom they say you can do 1%. Well, it's not exactly 1%. It's whatever the actual dollars they collected or their actual base they had or something. So it's actually even less than 1%. So it's 0.95%. And they have the worksheet at the bottom. They tell me exactly how many dollars they can collect. So it's like $14,654 that are talking about. That council really has to have a separate motion and a separate vote. And the county requires that we have a separate ordinance, and we say it's that 54 dollars, and it's 0.95%. If I make any mistake on that, they can. And they have to have it by November 3rd, so we're going to kind of rush to get through this process. So tonight we're doing the official public hearing, and that's one ordinance we have.
So is that 14,000 our expected additional income, or is that the total?
It's the expected additional income.
Okay.
That we're allowed to build all of our properties in Black Diamond collectively. So they take that and divide it amongst everybody.
Okay.
So I figured out that was like, you know, $6.50 a year.
Didn't you tell us it's by a formula, so it's not really actually 1% per customer,
right,
or per
right
property taxpayer?
Right.
It's overall within the
so
city.
So they say, okay, here's the total amount you're going to get, and they decide
who pays what.
Divided into that, we still won't get that.
So the average citizen will see about a $6.50 raise in there.
On the City of Black Diamond line of the property tax. So let's look at just property taxes. Very complicated. I don't know if you're on the, yeah, the pictures, the first picture that shows, again, that, you know, 55% are around the property. $4,002, $700.
state schools? Is that?
They collect it and give it back for construction.
So it's not for like to pay for every year?
No, it comes back in the local state.
So they redistribute.
So and then if the schools go to vote and they say, oh, we want an excess levy, it's not really going to be that much when they put it on there. It really is more. The tax bill goes way up. People think, thought that would raise the taxes. Totally. But our rate is only unless we go to vote.
So, like, my property value went up by 60%. My taxes went up by 20%.
But it's voted levy.
Well, and it's also
schools.
Well, but the schools have a levy, and they have a levy that's assigned to the portion by the value of your property. Then King County, in their design wisdom, decides they need X amount of millions of dollars to operate, and then they have a formula to figure out how much you're going to pay. And so when it goes up that much more, that's because they want more money. But there's no mill value that you can equate it to the value of your property.
King County, I think, is going to be top where there's a zero increase in utility value. Nope, three. in their letter is go ahead and adopt higher levy in case these total other levies come in higher, and then we'll lower it down to what really happened. If you guess too low, we can't increase it. So guess
you've higher. Told us in the past that you can always bring it down, but you can never bring it up by one.
Right, you can't go back and get one adopted. You don't vote for it, you don't get it.
Yeah, and it's so crazy, huh? The timing, even the timing, they're supposed to be these numbers, and we don't get them until after we have to buy a lot of dollars. So we just try to poke every year what their rules are, and I send these into the county, and we read all these, and they're all in there, and then I say, what is it? They put a 638 in some funny line here, and I think what's that up, but they can read it. So I send them ahead of time to try to get their blessing on the little form. So this second one is my last ordinance in there, and it's saying how many total dollars are you going to levy? And then we have 1,676,000, and that's all of last year's money plus the 14,000 plus any construction plus any other money they find. We have on here in the year. So I always guess 30,000 too high. And then they lower it down to 4. Just if you count out 1,676,000, you want to put $1 on it. Well, that's fine. Because I still have to do the final dividend. So that just says that's the maximum that they, and every few years we get that equal. Like I said, I mean, what it comes from. I'll send you extra money and let me get it, and then it goes away after a few years. So there are two kind of confusing ordinances, but try not to overthink. You just have to adopt the total, it can't go over. Say, yes, we're going to take it. You're allowed 1% of the loans, not 500%, here's a dollar. And that's it. That's all we have to really adopt to go forward, or not adopt the numbers. The other ones still have. And I have to get it in by November 3rd. So we just got to do this for adoption of the next month. So two ordinances there, one that does the 1% of the 40,000, and the other one says the total is a million. So, and they give us all the numbers. It's a thing, well, the population, and they keep all the numbers. Really, we don't have a lot of choice in it. As long as I picked up all the numbers off of those. So, and I think it's kind of good that we are getting extra from new construction, but those are new, not our existing. You know, I could use that, like, oh, people are really getting their bills for this now. Those bills can only go 100%. But the new people have to pay their fair share. So that's really the benefit to growth. And why all of a sudden it's looking rosy new construction. They come out through July, and they cut off new construction, and then that goes on for the next year's taxes. So last July, they came out and said, okay, here's how many dollars you think you had of new construction, and they put that on their line. And then next year, that will go from July, you know, August 1st through July 31st, and pick another one. And so it's close out. So it's not, I mean, I think you can try to analyze it to death or get it overcomplicated. I guess after doing it 4 years, I've got it down to where I kind of simply know what they really want. They're just these two basic things. They just have to use their little worksheet to put the numbers in it to get it to a vital. So if you have any questions.
Well, this is a not a very important question, but this says that the preliminary assessed valuation is $867 million. Do you happen to know what kind of an increase that is over last year?
Yes, I think I'm going to be able to know what that is.
And
so it's the combination.
So how do they cut that off in July, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if, I guess that would be just in next year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they use a fiscal year.